Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinette.
From a sermon by Martin Luther from the House Postils. The fact that our Lord God does not take into account that we are such wicked scoundrels, but for a time swallows all our vices and sins by which the world shames his name and word and lives in disobedience to God, magnifies the gift all the more. Since the giver is so great and the gift so noble, wickedness ought to drive him into the opposite direction, for the sins of the world are innumerable. However, God prevails on himself, disregards all the sins against the first and second table, and forbears to have anything to do with them. Because of such sins, such misery and distress, wherein we poor sinners are mired and stuck, if it were not for the help of God, we would be damned eternally. Yet he permits us to experience his love and gift. Ought we not in return dearly love such a gracious God and implicitly trust in him who forgives sins and does not make the wicked, ungrateful world pay the penalty for its innumerable transgressions? Who can number the world's sins? Yet it is written here that God wants to pardon the world and bestow his blessing upon it, because God loves the world even though it blasphemes him. There must be forgiveness. We ought surely open our hearts and ponder such love. Since God is able to give so much to the world, his natural enemy, that he gives himself to it, what else ought we await or hope for besides grace and mercy? Let things go as they will, well or badly, in this temporal existence. The important thing is that we hold on to this love and receive his good gifts for Christ's sake. Such thoughts ought gladden and lift up our hearts to see that God gives his dear Son to such wicked scoundrels. I myself confess that for 15 years I had celebrated masses under the papacy, sacrificed Christ, and been guilty of all kinds of abominations and idolatries during my monastic life. Such idolatrous living God did not punish as I deserved, but manifested himself and his Son to me. He loves me so much that he forgets about all the evil things I did. So too, the world defiles itself with sins of all kinds. Nevertheless, God has permitted his love to shine and has again, through the gospel, revealed his Son, whom he long ago gave to the world, so that we hear and understand again this glorious message that he is not angry with the world, but loves it, because unto it he gives his Son. However, O Lord God, we are such ingrates that our hearts do not overflow with joy. We ought to be so happy that we not only serve him gladly, but also willingly suffer all things for him, rejoicing when we must die for the sake of him who has given us such a treasure. Ought I not be willing to go to the stake in behalf of my faith in him? It is our unbelief which hinders our joy, and in the name of the devil causes us to be on the lookout for other lost pleasures in the world that are forever at hand. So, up to now, we have considered 5 key elements, all of them very great: the giver, the love, the gift, how given, and the taker or person to whom something is given.